good morning. Good morning. How are we doing this morning? Good. Wonderful. Question for you. I didn't ask last service. Is there anyone here that was a part of the community fest back? Yeah. Oh, hi. A long time ago. I shared, and I have to share this. I arrived here on Friday night. I drove to my hotel. I got in my hotel and put on my headphones, and I was looking at the hotel, and I was like, man, this place hasn't changed. Right? Like, I was baffled by it, right? So, but then I began to worship, and the Spirit just speaks to my heart and says, James Gordon, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. And just begins to remind me of just how faithful he has been. And I'm in that hotel. I was in that hotel, hands lifted. I'm just worshiping the Lord. People probably thought I was crazy. What in the world is going on in that room? Just worshiping the Lord. Because the Lord continued over and over again in that room to remind me how faithful he has been in my life for the past 12 years. Beyond, but the last 12 years. And I share that because I want to share with you. We're going to look at something completely different in a sense. But listen to me, please. God is faithful. God is a faithful God, and he loves you no matter where you are, no matter what you're walking through. He's a faithful God, and he loves you. And some of you sitting here this morning, and you're probably like, well, I don't know if I believe that. Let me tell you why I can say it, and I say it with sheer confidence. He loves you so much. He's God, doesn't need anything from you. And what he did, he said, I love you so much. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pay a penalty for you so that you could be in relationship with my Father. And what he did, he came off of his throne and laid his life down for you. Yeah. And so I can stand here with confidence and say, you know what? God loves you. Yes. No matter what you think, no matter what you're walking through, the Lord loves you. And not only does he love you, he has a plan for your life, a very specific plan. Now, I'm going to talk to the Christians that are in this room, okay? Because we're going to take a look at Acts. Chapter 9, very familiar passage of scripture, right? We're going to take a look at it, and we're going to look at it in a little different context in one sense. The context in Acts 9, as we know, is first let's start in Acts 1:8, right? Jesus says, hey, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit does what? Comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses where? Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the utter ends of the earth, right? So the gospel goes out into Jerusalem. What's that? The gospel goes out. Sorry, I had that moment. The gospel goes out into Jerusalem, right? And then chapter 8, there's a transition. There's a persecution that takes place in the church. And the church is scattered, right? And now they go out to the utter ends of the earth and they share the gospel. And there's this one man. We all know him. His name is Saul. Everybody know who Saul is? Right? The man that did what? Persecuted the church. Right? And then Jesus reveals himself to him. Saul, Saul, why are you kicking against the goal? Why are you persecuting me and kicking? You can't kick against the goals, right? And Jesus calls that man specifically. And we all know about Paul, Saul, then, right? Paul the apostle, right? We're going to look at that, right? But here's the thing. So often we forget about Ananias. Yes. We forget about Ananias. And there's a room full of Ananiases in this sanctuary. There's a room full of us. And listen, we're going to take a look at the mission that God called Ananias to. And that mission is no different from the mission that God calls us to. And listen, we live in a time, icons. Everybody wants to be the icon. I want to be like this person. I want to be like that person. I want to go viral, right? I want to make a name for myself, right? That's the times we live in. And listen, if you're not careful in that pursuit, you'll miss what the Lord has for you. Ananias. Mentioned in Acts chapter 9, if I'm not mistaken, only mentioned one other time in the entire Bible. But this is a worldwide known man, famous. And he was just a faithful, certain disciple. So, Father, would you bless this time that we have, please? And lead, guide, and direct our time in your word? Would you speak to us? Would you guide us as we walk through your word? And just speak to our hearts, God. You know where your people are at. You know the struggles. You know the doubts. You know the concerns. You know where confidence lies, Lord, in the hearts of your people. You know the questions and the doubts about this life with you resides in the hearts of your people. And so today, I just come and I just ask, Holy Spirit, would you move and would you work and would you speak? Would you guide your people into all truth? Would you convict us of sin and of righteousness and judgment? Would you use me to stand on this platform to glorify the King of all kings, Jesus himself? And Holy Spirit, would you just draw your people closer and closer to the King of kings, Yahweh, the God that loves us? And as we look at your word, Lord, would you cause this word in one sense to jump off these pages and be illuminated and just give us insight and give us wisdom so that as we leave this place, we'll be different men, different women, and young boys and young girls. And may you be honored. May you be glorified. So until we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. 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 Do we have slides? Possibly. Yep. All right. Let's rock and roll. All right. Next slide, please. Next one. Here we go. This is what we're going to see in this text. Faith in action. We're going to see this man. Faith in action. We're going to see this man with a focus. What? Come on. All right. Y'all sleeping. Y'all wake up. It's 11 o'clock service. Come on. Let's go. All right. Focus. What? Vision. We're going to see fear with D&D. All right. Doubt and discouragement. I don't know if it's in, if this would define Ananias, but I understand just this journey with walking with the Lord, there's doubt and there's discouragement that comes, right? But we're going to see this man as a what? A faithful servant. We're also going to see family implications based upon this man answering the mission and the call upon his life. There's family implications. It's the same thing for you and I, God's people. When we live out this mission, there are family implications there. And then lastly, we're going to see the fruit of his faithfulness. And it's the same thing for you and I. We'll see the fruit of the faithfulness as we honor the Lord. Chapter 9, verse 10. Now, there's a certain disciple at Damascus. Name what? Ananias. And to him, the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, here I am, Lord. So the Lord said to him, arise, go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. Where am I at there? Saul of Tarsus, behold, he is praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come in and putting his hands on him so that he may receive or might receive his sight. Let's break a couple of things down here. First thing, New King James Version, right? All of us don't have a New King James, but New King James Version uses this word, certain disciple. So this word, certain disciple, is this term, the Greek word, tis. Everybody say tis. Right? Tis one, not this one, but tis one, right? Tis one, right? It's tis, and it has this meaning, very simple, a certain one. So think about this. In all the individuals in all of Damascus, the Bible says there was what? A certain disciple. This certain one that God had a mission for this man. Now, in that, listen to me, it's very important. This is why I bring this up. You have a certain mission. Now, overall, from an arching standpoint, all of us have been called to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ with our lives. Numero uno. There's no getting around that. Commission, what have we been doing? Commission to be what? To make this, be disciples and make disciples. How shall I hear lest one be sent? You and I, we are the sent ones. Are you guys with me? Now in that, I can say for everyone in this room, I know God's will for your life. Some of y'all be like, that is heresy. And I would say it is not. First Thessalonians, Paul is writing to the Thessalonians. And he says, for this is God's will for your life, your sanctification, that you would know how to possess your bodies in sanctification and honor. God's will for a life, very simple. You've been chosen to be holy before him and before the foundations of the world. That is God's will for our life. Simply put, now, in that, listen, every individual that's a child of God, you have at least one spiritual gift. And you have been given that gift, one, to honor the Lord, and then secondly, so that that gift would be used to bless the body of Christ. Are you guys with me? Now, let's march forward a little bit more, right? Here you have Ananias, and the Bible says he's a what? Certain disciple, a certain one. Listen, be careful of forging and putting together your own quote-unquote ministry without Jesus. Because we make mistakes and we hurt people. Are you guys with me? As far as Ananias, very clear. It says what? A certain disciple named what? Ananias from Damascus. And the Bible says, and to him. And to who? Him. This is where you and I, our individual time, discipline, just spending time with the Lord comes into play. Because God does what? He speaks. And how does God speak? He speaks through his word. Things should line up with the word. If you heard me pray, my prayer was, all right, one of the main roles of the Holy Spirit, and this is how you can identify. I'm going to test that spirit. The way that you identify, one of the main roles of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says in John 16, is to do what? Glorify Jesus. Okay, let me test that. Is that about you or is that about Jesus? Are you guys with me? Now, let's get back. He says here, and to him, the Lord said, not anyone else. All the other disciples in that region, the Bible says, and to him, the Lord what? Said. Here's a question. I want all your eyes. Who has your ears? What are you listening to? What do you allow this precious mind that Jesus laid his life down for? What are you allowing just to be, to receive in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart? What are you listening to? Here, the Lord said to what? Him. There's a specific call for him. And let me share this. God speaks to us. Guys, and sometimes we go out and we share those things with other people and it turns into what? That doubt, that discouragement. Did God really? The Lord said that to him. What are the things that the Lord has said to you that you can sit and you can say, I know that I know that I know? There's some things, trust me. And I don't know who's in here. There's some things that the Lord has said to you. You have a responsibility on mission to do what? Walk that out. And listen to me, I don't care how old you are or how young you are, okay? You think of Caleb. Caleb was what, 80 some years old? I'm not saying, no. Send me up there with where? Those giants. I don't care what age you are. What has the Lord said to you? And I want to encourage you to, whatever the Lord has said to you, walk that out. Live it out. God wants to reveal yourself to him, to you. He really does. God desires to reveal himself to us. But in our busyness, And I said our, did y'all hear me say that? Not yours, our busyness, we can miss the Lord. And then I'm a transition here. Here's the other thing. Listen, be careful of trying to be like somebody else. Ananias, just Ananias, certain one, certain disciple, him, not anybody else. God had a handpicked that man and said, you, Ananias, I have this specific mission for you. Everyone in here has a mission. Please make sure our ears are in tune to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And the way that that happens is us in our word, on our knees, and then walking out in obedience. Are you guys with me?
Yeah.
How does Ananias respond in verse 10? Here I am. Sometimes it can be confusing. Think of 1 Samuel, right? And you have Eli, right? And you have Samuel. And the Lord is speaking to Eli. The Lord is speaking to Samuel. And three times he wakes up, and when the Lord is speaking to him and calling him, he wakes up and he runs into Eli. "Here I am, Lord." "No, no, 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 no. What do you mean? I didn't call you." Does it again. "Here I..." "No, no, no, no." Then Eli figures out God is speaking to this kid. Sometimes we get confused. And if you don't know if the Lord is speaking to you, seek out wise counsel. And I say wise counsel. Somebody that hears from the Lord. Somebody that can guide you. A Jesse, one of your pastor's leader. Wise counsel. So that you're not led astray. But sometimes we struggle in that. Hey, line it up with what? The word. The word. And sometimes those words that we get, make sure you know they're difficult. The word that Samuel got, remember, he had to go tell Eli what? Some bad news. Keep going, verse 11. So the Lord said to who? Him, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he is praying in a vision and he has seen a man named Ananias. I'm sorry, I forgot this, and it's important for me to share this. I didn't share it last service. There's some moms in here that you value, but not to like the umph degree that God does value motherhood. You don't value that, and you struggle because you look in all these different places, and God says, "No, no, no, no. You know what? Motherhood, that's what I've called you to. That's your mission. Embrace that. Embrace that." Dads that are in this church, listen. Fatherhood, that's your mission. Embrace that. Of great value. Embrace that. There's nothing greater. Embrace that. And it may be just that, quote unquote, simple. Stop looking here or there, do this, do it. No, no. Just be a dad. Just be a mom. Just be a faithful child. It's all right. And then let me say this to you as well, because there's some people struggling with identity in this room. Listen, you are enough. In the hands of the Creator, the Maker, you are enough. You're enough. Again, I can do a poll. I typically ask people, "Hey, man, do you think you're successful?" And I just look at them when I ask that question. I just look. "Do you think you're successful?" And I just look. I'm talking about, and I ask Christian men and women, "Are you successful?" And they struggle in that. And I sit there, "No, no, no, you, something happened. No, no, you didn't know you were successful." And you know why I can say that you're successful? Why? Because when you die, guess where you're going? It's done. It's taken care of. You're in the hands of the Creator. Make mistakes? Yes, you're going to make mistakes. We're all going to make mistakes. We're going to have victories and we're going to have failures. But guess what? Your life is in the hands of what? The Savior, the Creator. Success. And then when I fail, listen to me. My failures don't define me. Yes. And your failures don't define you. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords is the one that defines you. Rest in that. Please, rest in that. And be just like that little baby. Just, Lord, I'm saying, like, that's what I'm talking about. Just, thank you, Lord. That is so good. Yes. That's good. So he said, he told him what? Arise and go. I want to touch on this briefly and then we'll transition. Arise and go. The word arise is the Greek word anastami. And it has this meaning to cause to go. It has this meaning of a person getting up and going to another location. Mission. You want to put up that slide mission for me, please? I think it's the second slide. Mission, right? No, not that one. Mission. Just the word mission, yes. I don't know if you can read this. An important assignment carried out for what? Political. Careful with that one, but it is. Political. And actually, let me say this. I'm not careful with that one. Maybe there's some individuals that desire to be in the political realm. That's your mission. Do it as honoring to the Lord, not for yourself and not for man. That's your mission. Mayors. Governors, presidents, we need gospel-centered mayors, government. We need that. That's your mission. So an important assignment carried out for political, religious, or commercial purposes typically involve what? Got to get up and go. Arise and... The vocation or calling of a person or religious organization to go out into the world and spread its faith. Very important. Guys, we have been given a mission, and it's not okay. Listen, we as Christians, oftentimes we are selfish and we got big mouths. Okay? Now, yeah, well, hold on, James. What do you mean by that? That's a harsh statement. It's the truth. We're selfish in this. You know the one that has created all things. And he has saved and sanctified and washed you clean and saved your life. And what do? We just sit on that. You get people over and over again coming to you struggling in life, and you have the answers. And we don't go and share it. So I say for us as Christians, selfish. Selfish. If I was a doctor, right, and I was a doctor, right, I would kind of, hey, come to me. Why? Because you're going to pay me. I'm going to get paid, right? Listen, you know the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that has come to seek and save that which is lost. You have answers for people. And we should not be ashamed of the gospel, God's people. We should not. So oftentimes we're selfish. And I say big mouths because oftentimes we respond in what? The flesh. Instead of pointing people to Jesus, being led by the Spirit, it's our own mouths. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I don't want to know how you feel. What I want to know, this is the gospel. And in your feelings, guess what? The gospel, it permeates all of that, right? He comes and he seeks and saves and he saves. Listen, God's people, you have the answers. I was talking to a lady yesterday. I went to the bakery. And we walked out of the bakery and she looks at me. And she said, "You look familiar." I was like, "Uh-oh." I was like, "She don't know what she's talking about." She was like, "Where are you from?" I was like, "Well, I live in Colorado." "Oh, well, maybe not." I was like, "Yeah." And we talked for a quick moment, and then I said to her, I said, "Ma'am, how can I pray for you?" She looked at me like, "Wait, you can pray, you can pray for the earth." I was like, "I didn't ask to pray for the earth." I said, "How can I pray for you?" No, you pray. No, ma'am, how can I pray for you? No. You pray for the earth, but thank you. She's gone. Now, listen to me. This is why I share this, because it's two things. I could have took that personal, right? I could have took it personal, and I could have taken it and said, "Well, that's why I'm not going to share the gospel. I'm not going to ask people to pray." No, that's not about me. It's not about me. It's about her. And if I see the lady again, guess what I'm going to do? "Hey, ma'am, how can I pray for you? I remember that moment that we had, right? And you said I could pray." "No, but how can I pray? I'm going to ask her again in love." Yes. It's not about me. The gospel is not about you, God's people. What we need to do is get out of our seats, arise, and what? Go. If they receive it, they receive it. If they don't, they don't. Your duty, my responsibility, your responsibility, just get up and go. And be led by the Spirit. Oftentimes on these missions God calls us on, this is what happens. We're going to see it here. Verse 13 and 14. Then Ananias, this is context, right, of what's going on. He knows that what? Saul's been persecuting the church. Then Ananias answered, "Lord," hold on, "I've heard from many about this man Saul, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And I hear he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name." What do we see there? We see humanity. He's like, "Wait, hold on. You telling me to go and lay hands on this man? This man, he's been persecuting the church. He's been dragging people out of the synagogues, right? And you telling me to go? Yes, I'm telling you." Listen to me. Oftentimes, when God calls us on mission, that mission is not what you think. Actually, let's back up. Hey, this is a good one here. Even when God calls you into marriage, it is not what you think. Y'all laugh on that one, huh? Serious, not. That marriage is for you. Hey, we as men die. Die. Y'all laugh. Look at the scriptures. That's what the Bible says. We men, we're to do what? Present our, all right, that's a whole nother message, but oftentimes it's not what we think, guys. And this man here, he's like, Lord, hold on. So my mission, Lord, is I'm this certain one that you have handpicked in Damascus out of all these disciples. And my certain mission is I have to go in to this man that has been persecuting Christians and has the right to do what? To haul up. I got to do that? Yes. You think there's some fear there? Possibly. Quite possibly. You think there's some doubt there? Quite possibly. You think there's some discouragement there? Quite possibly. And oftentimes, that's where we quit. That's where we quit. When there's hard times and there's struggles, when I don't have control, that's what it's really all about. When I don't, you say like, Hey, when I don't have control, all right, man, I quit. I'm done. And Ananias would have missed out. He'd have missed out. But he's a faithful servant. A faithful servant. And listen, that's what we should aspire to be. Just faithful servants. Not looking to make a name for myself. Not being looking to be on the billboards. Unless maybe the Lord called you that. If that's the case, go do it. Make sure you hear me on that. If that's the case, go do it. There's some businessmen and businesswomen in this room. Same thing last semester. I'm thinking I'm in school. Last service, right? Hey, there's some businessmen and businesswomen in here. Listen, God has called you to great things. Go do it. Don't get discouraged. Actually, there's a businessman came up to me afterwards. James Gordon, thank you. That's me. God has called me to do this work, and I've been struggling in it. And I said, hey, hold on, Lord. You calling me? Yes. Be a faithful servant. And here's the beautiful thing, okay? Ananias wasn't trying to be great, but he's great. And then think about this. Oh, this is good here. This is good. Think about this, okay? Think about this. You have the disciples, right? In the Gospels, they're sitting here and they're arguing about who's going to be the greatest. Think about that. Who's going to be the greatest? I'm going to be another... And here's the crazy part. If you were to put it all together, the greatest was nowhere around. We're reading about him right now. He wasn't even around. Faithful servants. If you want to be great, just serve. That's it. Sit, wait upon the Lord, be faithful. Walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. Stay in the word, prayer, right? Be faithful to what the Lord calls you to. And then one day you might get that phone call from the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And it's his word for him. And that word might be, I'm not doing that. You know why it might be that? More than likely it's going to be something like that because what he calls you to is greater than you. It's something you can't do. That's why I was in that hotel Friday night weeping my little eyes out because the Lord said, James Gordon, you cannot have done that. And I'm sitting there, Lord, thank you for being a faithful, faithful God. It makes zero sense that here I am back in this hotel again, just honor you. And then the Lord takes me back to 12 years faithful God. And the things that he has done, I cannot do it. Didn't God take 300 men from a couple of thousand, trimmed them all down and said, hey, let's go over here. Took a people, hey, march around there. Right? March around that wall. Right? 7 day march around seven, right? And then the wall's going to fall down. That makes no sense. That's not a strategy in man's eyes. Are you guys with me? But it's God's strategy. Our ways are not his ways. And let's be careful not to get in the way. And in those times of discouragement, doubt, of fear, let's lay our hearts before the Lord and trust the Lord to lead, guide, and direct us. Let's close here. Yeah, a couple more minutes. It says here in verse 15, after he makes a statement of, but I know who this guy is. Verse 15, he says, but the Lord said to him, who did the Lord say to? To him. Not anybody else. To him. Be mindful of what the Lord has said to you. But the Lord said to him, he says, go. Why? Hey, man, you have no clue. For he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before what? Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. And this is where the hardship comes into play, God's people. For I will show him how many things he must suffer what? For my name's sake. Think of this. Ananias really didn't know the grand scheme. Actually, I wouldn't even say really. He did not know. He did not know what he was going into. And here's the beautiful thing. Gentiles, that's you. It's me. Years upon years later, here we are. And what are we doing? We're reading about Ananias. Verse 17, and Ananias did what? Obedience. He went his way and he entered the house. And what did he do? He laid his hands on him and he said to him, what did he say? Brother Saul. Think of that word. Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you came. Think about how detailed that is. Think if you're Saul and you're sitting there and this man, Ananias, comes and he says, the Lord Jesus that appeared to you. Wow. Those are God moments. Those are God moments, and they happen. They happen. Ooh, I don't got time for that one. Golly. I was in the Dominican Republic in April, and I had this whole 7-day plan mapped all out, written down. Still got it written out, right? Of each day, exactly what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it, right? Got it all mapped out. I had the city, the little town that we wanted to go to, right? And I brought a group of guys with me, right? And so we go to that city. Long story short, the Lord shuts it down, right? That night, we go and we pray. And as we're praying, my buddy John, right when we finish, he says, I see a white cow walking on a mountain range. And I said, what is that? What does that mean? I don't know. I just had a vision of a white cow walking on a mountain range. John, what is that? I don't know what that. Okay, all right. Move on. The Lord shuts this place down. We transition next day. We go to this next city, right? And man, God, you're good. I went a group of pastors and leaders and we praying and I asked the leader, what are we supposed to do? Because the Lord has shut down this town. It made it very clear. I don't know what we're supposed to do. All right, let's get on our knees. Let's pray. We seek the Lord, God's people, and we're crying out to the Lord. What do we do? When we finish, I go around. I ask each one of them, has the Lord said anything to you? No, the Lord hasn't said, all right. Well, Pastor Raphael, he's the one that I went to go see specifically. I said, what has the Lord said to you? The Lord hasn't said anything to me, but let's go to Maimon. I said, Maimon? I don't want to go to Maimon. That's 20 minutes up the road. I don't want to go to, no, I think we're supposed to go to Maimon. Okay, all right, get in the car. I'm driving, and the Spirit is speaking to James Gordon. James Gordon, do not get comfortable. What I told you is to arise and go. Yes, Lord. I'm just crying. All right, Lord, yes, Lord. God's people, we pull into this community, and we go to this park. The guys get out of the car. They walk over to the park, right? I get out of the car on the left. I walk over to the basketball courts, and I walk up to the bleachers. I'm standing there, and I hear this walking, and I look to the left. Coming down the road is a herd of cattle, and smack dab in the middle of that herd of cattle is one white cow. They come around, and all the guys are coming, and my buddy John is walking up, and what's the first cow? Now it's the white cow, and all John says is, white cow, white cow. I share that, guys, because God still works in the supernatural. If we're willing to say, Lord, here I am, speak. God, I don't know what to do. I need to hear from you. He moves and he works just like that today. Fast forward. I was on a phone call with a gentleman, and I was struggling with sharing a testimony with this man. The Spirit, share with him. I share with him. This man begins to cry. He does work in the Dominican Republic as well. He says, I cannot, God still works like that. He's just crying. James, how can I help? Man, send me a check for $30,000. I say that, guys, because listen to me, please hear me. I'm a man by the grace of God, in the mercy of God. I try to journey by faith to the best of my ability. And the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things what? Will be added up. Okay, God, if that's the truth, reveal and show that to me. God has been faithful 20 plus years to do so. So a $30,000 check to me is like $3 million. Are you guys with me? A big deal. That man was moved so much. Here, man, I'm going to help. I share this. Listen to me. You have a mission. And on that mission, oftentimes God calls us to do things that make no sense. And it's not man's wisdom, it's God's wisdom. And you have a responsibility to carry out that mission. And when you don't, guys, listen to me, and this is where we're going to close. There's family implications that come about that. And this is why I say that. Which slide? Let's go to, if you can. The fruit of Ananias. That slide for me, please. The fruit of Ananias. Because family implications. What are the family implications of Ananias going on this mission? Let's look. Who does God have a call upon his life? Saul. And Saul turns into who? Paul. Written what? 13 books. 13 books. He had no clue that those 13 books would be written. No clue. He had no clue that God would use this man, what, to share with us and teach us, and why we can sit here and stand here and know that I know that I know that I'm justified. Just as if I've never sinned before, that's how God sees me. That I know that I know that I know that God, that Christ's righteousness has been what? Imputed upon me. It's on my account. And when God sees James Gordon, he sees James Gordon saved and sanctified, my child. Glorified. Some people struggle with this. I got a different view of it. Right? Glorified. It's the Greek word doxoa. It has this meaning. It calls the dignity and the value of a person to be made manifested. To cause the dignity and the value of a person to be made manifested. What's your name?
Eric.
God loves you, Eric. Yes. Seriously. I don't know what's going on in your mind and your heart right now, but I get a sense that the enemy is wrestling. And listen. Peter wrote and he said that the enemy walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he wants to devour your life. Be careful. Because in this book, as we're looking at Saul to Paul, right? There's some jewels in here. There's some riches in here. Man, that will completely, not even, let me say this differently, okay? That is going to completely transform your life. Embrace it. Don't run. Embrace it. The hard times, the struggles, right? Face them, because God is going to produce a character in you that is unspeakable. Embrace it. Painful? Yes. Even Paul, what did he say? I'm going to show him how many things he must what? Suffer. For my name's sake. But there's nothing greater. Nothing greater. And remember, where's the battle won at? In the mind. And you got to take every thought captive into the obedience of Christ. And when you do that, you be ready to obey, and it punishes disobedience. And you will honor the Lord Jesus. So, some of you guys, you're probably like, man, there's other people in here. There's other people, James. Remember Jesus said this? I leave what? The 99 to go after that. That was one of those moments. It's a mission. And that mission is not about you and I. It's about who? Jesus. And God's people, listen. Glorification. Never forget, even as you look at yourself, you're walking through a process of what? Sanctification. Mistakes, all that? Yes. Don't worry about it. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because he is full of grace, mercy, and truth. And he loves you no matter where you are. God's people, would you please embrace, if the Lord has spoken something to you, just like he did with Ananias, would you be obedient and walk out that mission? Yeah, it's difficult. It'll be hard, be challenging, but embrace that mission and walk it out. Why? Listen to me. There's family implications. Your family, and when it's all said and done with, the family of God. Worship team, come on up so we can close. And last slide, please. That is the last slide for you. I have a last slide. My last slide is this. The gospel mission is rooted in a foundation of biblical truth. And at times involves fear, discouragement, and doubt. Yet, this mission is derived from a focused vision, just like we saw in Ananias' life, because it involves what? Serious implications of the glory of God. That's why you and I were created, for the glory of God. And that glory of God, it impacts the family of God. You're not your own. You're bought at a price. God has chosen you. And whatever that mission is, walk that mission out. Sometimes it's painful, it's scary. We don't know the outcome. We don't know the end of it. But you never know. Mordecai, anybody know this? Mordecai Ham? Anybody know who Mordecai Ham is? No? Not many people know Mordecai Ham. You know who Billy Graham is? Mordecai Ham. Just like Ananias, behind the scenes. And nobody would ever know who he is. That's who you and I are. Just certain disciples. Handpicked for a specific mission, walk that mission out as honor unto the Lord. May God be glorified, and may Jesus, the name above all names, be lifted up in your life.
Thanks for listening to another SBC Truckee message. If you have any questions about the teaching, please reach out to our pastoral staff, and they'd love to meet with you. Come back next week for the next message in the series, and we hope we'll see you soon.